Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're looking at some really interesting sources, the kind of stories students are engaging with right now.
That's right. These come from The Juice.
Okay, let's jump right in. First up, a story about forest loss. This is based on a University of Maryland study using the Global Forest Watch platform.
And the headline finding is pretty stark. 2024 saw a huge amount of forest land disappear. The source says it was more than double the previous year.
Double? Wow. What kind of pace are we talking about?
Almost unbelievable. Like 18 football fields vanishing every single minute.
18 fields a minute.
Yeah. That added up to nearly 26,000 square miles over the year. The source compares that to the size of Panama.
The size of Panama, gone in a year. That's massive. What drove such a big increase?
Well, it was a combination. Fires were a huge part. Think human activity and climate impacts making things worse. Plus, extreme heat, El Nino. Oh, and agricultural expansion, too.
And the fires were about half of it.
Roughly half, yes. And 2024 being the hottest year on record really fueled those conditions, mostly in tropical areas like Brazil and Bolivia, which is critical for biodiversity and, you know, carbon storage.
Right. Losing those forests releases enormous amounts of CO2. Okay, let's switch gears. Next up, humpback whales and a kind of surprising discovery about their eyesight.
Yeah, this one's interesting. They have these huge eyes, right? Like grapefruit size, the source says. Mm-hmm. So you'd assume.
They see really well.
Exactly. But this marine biologist, Jacob Bolin, found their eyes have very few retinal ganglion cells. Those are key for sharp vision.
How few are we talking?
Well, compare it to owls with 70,000 per square millimeter, or us humans with maybe 40,000 humpbacks. Around 180?
Only 180. That's functionally blurry, I guess.
Pretty much. Experts think they just never needed great vision. They use song to navigate and communicate. They filter feed.
And no natural predators as adults.
Right. But here's the problem. Their poor vision makes them really vulnerable to human-made stuff, like fishing nets and boats. These are major causes of death now.
Ah, so their adaptation is now a liability because of us.
Precisely. Bolin's team argues we need to find ways to help whales actually perceive these dangers, using senses they rely on more, like sound.
That's fascinating. It makes you think about how animals experience the world differently. For kids, maybe exploring other animal senses, or discussing our responsibility to protect animals from our own activities.
Yeah, empathy and understanding different perspectives, even animal ones.
Okay, moving on to European politics now. A story about the recent presidential election in Poland.
Right. This source reports on the election of Karol Nawrocki. He's described as a populist and nationalist candidate.
Okay.
He defeated the Warsaw mayor, Rafał Trzaskowski, getting about 51% of the vote. The source mentions his background as a historian and amateur boxer.
And the source includes some viewpoints or criticisms.
Yes. It notes critics accuse him of Holocaust revisionism and that he was endorsed by former President Trump.
So what's the anticipated impact of his election?
Well, the Polish presidency is largely ceremonial, but it does have veto power. The expectation, according to the source, is conflict with the current pro-EU government led by Prime Minister Donald Tusk.
So he might use the veto quite a bit.
That's what the report suggests, potentially blocking things like support for Ukraine, judicial reforms the EU wants, or climate policies.
Interesting dynamics. For young readers, this could spark discussion about different government structures, like presidents versus prime ministers, or how different leaders can really shift a country's direction based on the viewpoints presented.
Definitely food for thought on political systems.
Now for our quote of the day. This one's from an Australian nurse and physical therapist, Elizabeth Kenny.
The quote is, "He who angers you conquers you."
Powerful. Tell us about Elizabeth Kenny.
She lived from 1880 to 1952 and became known for a revolutionary approach to treating polio.
Polio, right. What did she do differently?
Well, back then, standard practice was immobilization casts, splints, strict bed rest. Kenny did the opposite. She used hot packs for pain and then passive exercise to keep muscles active and mobile.
That must have gone against the grain.
Hugely. The source says she faced a lot of skepticism from doctors, but her Kenny method showed results, reducing long-term problems, and eventually gained acceptance. She even established treatment centers internationally.
Wow. So her work really changed things.
Absolutely. It laid groundwork for modern physical therapy for neuromuscular issues. For kids, maybe thinking about what that quote means. and how Kenny's story shows the power of challenging norms, even when it's difficult.
Great connection. Okay, next is a story called Teens to the Rescue.
Yeah, a really positive one. Four teenagers in upstate New York driving home from their junior prom.
Okay.
They see a fire. Not just any fire, but a garage behind a house fully engulfed in flames late at night.
Oh, wow. What did they do?
They didn't hesitate, stopped the car, ran to the house, and just started yelling, banging on doors, trying to wake anyone inside.
Did it work?
It did. A father and his two daughters were inside, asleep. The teens woke them up. They got out safely. Another teen called 911.
That's amazing bravery and quick thinking.
Totally. The fire chief credited the teens with saving the family's lives.
Incredible. Did the source say what motivated them?
One teen, Aiden Kane, said his dad is a first responder, and that inspired him.
A fantastic example of positive influence. This is perfect for discussing things like, what would you do in an emergency? Or who inspires you to help others?
Definitely sparks conversation about courage in community.
All right, final story. This one looks at women's pro softball and some new developments.
Right. Major League Baseball, MLB, is actually investing in a new pro women's softball league, the Athletes Unlimited Softball League, or AUSL.
MLB getting involved seems like a big deal for softball.
It is. The idea is to bring more visibility and financial backing. Previous pro leagues, the source notes, kind of struggled to gain traction.
Why now?
It seems tied to the general surge in popularity for women's sports, you know, with stars like Caitlin Clark grabbing headlines. They see an opportunity. Plus, college softball viewership is way up in the game. The Women's College World Series Finals hit record numbers.
So there's a growing audience.
Exactly.
This leads to good discussion points too, right? Like what makes a sport popular? Or talking about future dreams in sports or anything else.
Yeah, aspirations and what it takes to build something successful.
So quite the mix today. It makes you pause, doesn't it? You think about the world these young people are learning about, the challenges and the possibilities. What kind of future are they preparing for and what will they bring to it?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.